time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president is instructing his top trade official to consider whether new tariffs on an additional $100 billion in Chinese imports would be, quote, appropriate to counter what the White House sees as Beijing's theft of intellectual property and its unfair retaliation to earlier trade moves. These tariffs would come on top of a separate $50 billion in Chinese imports of products like motor vehicles and home appliances that the administration announced earlier this week.
Here's a direct quote from Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska in response to what President Trump just asked for tonight on China. Direct quote, no kidding. Quote, hopefully the president is just blowing off steam again, but if he's even half serious, this is nuts. China is guilty of many things, but the president has no actual plan to win right now. He's threatening to light American agriculture on fire. Let's absolutely take on Chinese bad behavior, but with a plan that punishes them instead of us. This is the dumbest possible way to do this. Okay, Republican Senator Ben Sasse, tell us what you really think.
Trump traveled to West Virginia on Thursday, ostensibly to participate in a roundtable on the tax cut scam, but he wound up tossing his prepared notes and went back to familiar form. CNN's Anderson Cooper tried deciphering the president's remarks.
He came with prepared remarks, only some of which he read. The rest he literally threw out.
You know, this was going to be my remarks. It would have taken about 2 minutes, but that would have been a little boring. A little boring. Now I'm reading off the first paragraph. I said, this is boring.
That kind of summed up the moment. The president returning to the kind of rhetorical red meat, mostly fact-free red meat, which should point out that he enjoys much on the campaign trail, even reaching back and revisiting the remarks that stirred a lot of controversy on day one of his campaign.
And remember my opening remarks at Trump Tower when I opened. Everybody said, oh, he was so tough. And I used the word rape. And yesterday it came out where this journey coming up, women are raped at levels that nobody's ever seen before. They don't want to mention that. So we have to change our laws.
Well, keeping it honest, whatever the president is trying to say there by conflating rape victims today and rapists back then is unclear. However, on a number of other subjects, the president was very clear and clearly saying things that are not true, such as this claim that his wall is already being built and the military will be taking part in the construction of it.
We have to have strong borders. We're going to have the wall. We've already started building it. We have $1.6 billion. We've started building it and fixing miles and miles of wall that's already up and fence. And we're going to have our wall, and we're going to get it very strongly. The military is going to be building some of it. But we're going to have very strong borders, and we have to change our laws, and we're working on doing that.
Well, keep it honest, we sent our Gary Tuchman to the border last week. He saw for himself that the new construction the president has been referring to is nothing new. It's merely the repairs and reconstruction of existing walls. The president is now using that and referring to repairing walls, which he hadn't been previously. There's nothing yet in the defense budget about wall building itself on the border. The president also returned to another campaign theme that the voting was rigged.
In many places, like California, the same person votes many times. You probably heard about that. They always like to say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Not a conspiracy theory, folks. Millions and millions of people. And it's very hard because the state guards their records.
Millions and millions of people. Keeping them honest, not only have experts debunked this, the president's own panel of experts have. His own voter fraud commission was shut down in January without finding any evidence of any such massive voter fraud. He says it's because the states wouldn't give them the information.
Then on Air Force One, on the flight back to D.C., Trump made more news. He said he was unaware of a $130,000 payment his lawyer made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016, marking the first time he has commented publicly on the matter. MSNBC's Ari Melber explains.
Breaking news from Air Force One. President Trump just spoke out on the record about Stormy Daniels. Trump speaking to reporters. He is denying that he made this now infamous $130,000 payment to her or that he knows where it came from.
Do you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels? Then why did Michael Cohen make it if there was no shoot around
Daniels? Well, you have to ask Michael.
What you just heard was something extremely unusual and certainly newsworthy. The President of the United States denying he paid Stormy Daniels for that secret CIA agreement. You also heard by implication the president denying that he knows where his longtime lawyer got the $130,000 to make this famous payment. And that takes this story right now in a new direction, because up until this hour, Donald Trump personally had not denied that he made this payment. Quite the opposite, since Trump joined the case against Daniels seeking millions of dollars in damages against her based on, yes, this agreement and the money that would have been paid her. Trump's lawyer, meanwhile, Michael Cohen, never said or denied whether Donald Trump reimbursed him for the payment. So whatever one thinks of Trump's history with Stormy Daniels, the president there on Air Force One just added more questions and more suspicions to this very unusual story.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.